Looking at this from the angle, how can I manage such a large graph in a good way? And looking forward to that. So, Nikolai.
Thanks. Thanks for the introduction.
You have to speak up because the audio is only for the.
Oh, okay. So my name is Nikolai Kondrashov. I work at Red Hat on the CKI project, which is building one of those Linux kernel testing systems for Red Hat and for upstream. I also work in the kernel. Louder, okay. I also work in the with the kernel CI upstream community on the KCIDB project, which is the source of this presentation. And I do electronics and embedded as a hobby. Well. Okay, so I'm going to walk you quickly through the kernel contribution workflow, through the testing systems, then what we are trying to do with KCIDB at kernel CI, and then how we want to solve the problem and what the actual problem is with the kernel CI process in general. Then I go briefly through the data model and a few queries that we need. How it went with Neo4j and what we can do instead. So the kernel contribution workflow, I don't know if everybody's familiar with that. I hope not, because it's not very pleasant. But basically, you do your changes, you commit your changes, then you make an email out of that and send it to a mail list and to a maintainer for them to review, to give you feedback. Then you repeat that again until everybody is satisfied, including maintainer, whoever is concerned with that change. After this, your patches get merged into a subtree for the particular subsystem that you were changing. And then sometime later, this is getting merged into the mainline, which Linus maintains, and you're done, basically. At any point in that process, you can get some test results for your change. It could be, if you're lucky, you can get it before it even gets reviewed, or sometime after it gets reviewed, or after it was merged, anytime. And so there's a whole bunch of kernel testing systems. This is just a sample. Each of them is trying to solve their own problem. For example, CKI is a Red Hat system. We test particular hardware that our customers use, particular features that our customers request, to make sure that they work, that the distribution works. Intel tests their hardware, their graphics cards, and make sure that those work. Google fuzzes system calls with syscaller and sysbot. LKFT from Linaro, they test ARM boards, and finally, kernel CI is aiming to be the official CI system for the Linux kernel. It's supported by Linux Foundation, and they're trying to run tests on the whatever hardware others can provide, we can have. You can see, like, everybody has their own interest in that game. So this is how your various email reports can look from those systems correspondingly, and this is their dashboards from different systems. So kernel CI is, as I said, is striving to be the CI system, and we have a testing system and the hardware management and the framework and everything to run the tests in various labs. And these labs can be located in different premises by people who have some hardware to run them on, the tests on, and then that gets collected and put into the database. And then we have various other CI systems collecting their results and sending them to the KCIDB database. And KCIDB was conceived as a system to try to reduce the effort that all CI systems have to put into their dashboards, into their reports, and instead have one dashboard and one report if possible, or close to that, and as well to save the developer's attention, which is a precious resource, because as you see, it's not so easy to investigate every report and from different CI systems, because they are differently formatted emails, different data, different dashboards. You have to look at them this way, that way, and you have to figure it out. So that's KCIDB's effort to bring this like one ring to rule them all. So conceptually, it's very simple. The CI systems send JSON, which can consist like of various objects in any combination. And we have the database we put them in, we have the dashboard to display that, and we have a subscription system where you can, give some rules and say, like, okay, I want to see these results from these tests and from this tree or for this architecture or whatever, and we can generate reports based on that whenever you need it, as the data comes in. And one important note about this is that compared to a regular CI system where you control everything, in this system, the data